Well, I was in 1978. Homosexuality was still, or homosexual acts were still a crime in New South Wales. It wasn't until 1984 that it was decriminalised. So I was 1978. I was a 14-year-old gay lad, and the following year, in 1979, I met some participants of that first Mardi Gras. And so I've been pretty familiar with what took place since that time for almost 40 years. And Mardi Gras certainly evolved from as that protest march, which was also an expression of love and acceptance, and also there was one float in that first march, and people were also dressed up and to make it a bit of a celebration. But it all went all ended quite horribly when the procession had continued on along further along the road that it was permitted to. I think everybody's spirits were high, but you know, it was still a peaceful demonstration, a peaceful march. But then they were blockaded in when the march got to King's Cross, and that's when the arrests and violence started. And I think with the Mardi Gras being a signature event in Sydney, and last year we had 35,000 people come from interstate and overseas to just to be part of Mardi Gras. It generated over $30 million for the state economy. I think we owe those people an apology for how they were treated on that night, because they were the champions. They were the ones who laid the foundation for what Mardi Gras is today. So, and they were mistreated, and a lot were treated very harshly, and there are some wounds that haven't healed after all these years, because people, they were publicly outed at a time when homosexuality was still not accepted by broader society. Many were outed to family and friends who didn't know. Many lost their jobs.
In terms of the motion, what's been the reaction so far in terms of from Parliament or from the public?
Generally, most people that I've spoken to think that it's entirely appropriate, it's an apology coming from the Parliament, and so I'm not asking any particular agency of the government to apologise. This is the Parliament, who is has overarching responsibility for every agency in the New South Wales government, and so that's why I've framed it this way. It's to give parliamentarians the opportunity to speak on it if they wish. To vote however which way, but I'm fairly confident that it will pass on Thursday.
And have you kept in touch with the 78ers while considering this motion?
Oh yes, we've passed it backwards and forwards, the motion, the wording of it, etc., to come up with something that they're happy with and that I'm comfortable with. And the cross-party working group, which we have at the New South Wales Parliament, which consists of independents and all the parties. The cross-party working group works on gay and lesbian, transgender, intersex and issues. We're all happy about it, and so we're going forward this Thursday.
All right, that's really exciting. Well, thanks so much for joining me this morning to speak about it.
It's been a pleasure. Bye, Sam.
Well, we had no idea that the event was 78 to lead to where Mardi Gras is today, and that so many areas of law and anti-discrimination and public attitude has changed for the better over those years. And Mardi Gras, as we all know, is an internationally renowned event now that really is a beacon for community action, bringing about positive social change.
And what's been the reaction of the 78ers towards the apology?
To be honest, it is a mixed reaction. It was a very hard, sad memory for many of the 78ers. But it's an apology that is long overdue, and for many of us, we're quite excited that we're getting to this point of having an apology. It doesn't take away what happened, but it does help in a big way to at least have the government acknowledge what everybody went through.
And so obviously, I mean, this led to the 1978 march and subsequent, this led to Mardi Gras. So it's the 78 march, you think, had a huge impact then?
Yes, because there were a series of events on the 24th of June 1978 in relation in particular to protests about the legal status for homosexuals in New South Wales back then, which basically was everybody was acting outside the law. But in the evening, it was suggested by a couple of 78ers that we have a parade to celebrate who we are. And Ron Austin, one of the 78ers, came up with that suggestion, and Margaret McMahon, another 78er, said, "You mean like a Mardi Gras?" And that's where the name was born, and that's how it came to the Mardi Gras we all know today.
And so are you, Steve, are you excited then for the future of Mardi Gras moving forward? Do you think it still has a long way to go?
There are still many issues to tackle, and sadly there are still many countries, as many as 78 countries around the world, where it is still illegal in many aspects to live a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender lifestyle.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a great beacon for social change and for pride.
All right. Well, it's great to hear about this apology and all that. I hope it goes really well. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Steve.
Thank you. And we're really grateful to the Baird government and Bruce Notley-Smith and the Cross Party Committee for bringing it forward.